Keith, it's 7 minutes past eight. So, at long last, we have a consultation document on shared future, or to give it its proper title, the Programme for Cohesion, Sharing and Integration. It's been promised for years now, but how much can government actually do to end division? In a moment, we'll be talking to an academic who spent years researching the effects of segregation. But first, Barbara Collins reports from an interface area in North Belfast.
Young children are always told that sharing is caring, but it's not always easy to convince them. And it can be the same when it comes to adults too, as Billy McQuiston, a community worker from the Highfield Estate in North Belfast, can verify.
When you start talking to people about shared space and a shared future in areas like this, there are people that are prepared to move forward, but there are other people that have very, very long memories. And it's hard to move people along basically at the same pace, because some people are willing to move on and others just aren't.
Highfield is a loyalist enclave of 700 people surrounded on three sides by nationalist areas. Peace walls are a feature of the landscape, but is there a will to bring them down in the interests of a shared future?
Basically, when we have asked the community says yes, it is their intention to take them down at some stage and that would be the future, but they don't want them down at the minute.
The government's consultation document speaks of the need to engage with people on the ground to end division and segregation.
Hello, G-Mitt. Where are ye?
People like Gerald Salinas, who works for the Farset Respect Project, also on the Loyalist side of the North Belfast interface. I asked him for his reaction to the shared future proposal.
It's all great on paper.
A sceptical response at best, but Gerald admits there is some interaction between the two sides.
Well, they all use a Tesco shopping centre.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah. They all use, on the Springfield Road, they use the same doctors. Relationships are being built with cross-community work that's going on. Young people are starting to talk to each other, go out with each other from each area. So some of the mindsets are being changed.
But his co-worker, Isaac Andrews, made a shocking comment about how some young people feel.
We're continually hearing from some young people that they feel that they've been left behind, they've lost out, and some not being heavily involved in the conflict.
They've missed out on the troubles.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're hearing on the ground. We have heard young people that saying that they wish they'd been in jail. You know what I mean? And that's because of all the conversations that they're growing up in and around with in communities about the romanticised versions, they'll say it again, and the myths all about the past. They're not hearing what it was basically like to live in jail. And for me, it is getting more and more sectarian in our interface areas.
At a meeting of Whitewell Pipe Band across the road, I asked a man there if he wanted to share space with his nationalist neighbours in the Ardoyne.
I haven't a desire to.
But why?
Because I don't particularly want to go across to their culture. I like my own culture, and I would like someday to be able to do that.
But why not now? It's as good a time as any. You're a long time dead.
Yeah, I'm a long time dead. I'm a long time living as well.
The trouble at the Ardoyne shops in recent weeks has been well documented, and perhaps not surprisingly, it was much more difficult to get people to speak on that side of the divide. Just one woman agreed to tell me her views on a shared future.
I think that would be a good idea. We bring the two communities together.
Do you have any contact at the minute?
With other, yes. Because I come from a mixed family, so therefore I can't say that on one side or the other.
Rab McCallum from the North Belfast Interface Network says she's the exception to the rule.
Most kids who walk up this road here, and we're looking up at Lance Avenue, it's just not their natural inclination is to turn right. They never turn left, because left's walking them into the Protestant area, and they just don't go there, so they know no different.
His verdict on shared future?
There's a lot of hard work required and a lot of sort of imagination and ingenuity required to sort of deal with this. It's simply a matter of saying we want a shared future and that, you know, integrated education or any other single way of doing it will dissolve us. It takes a very holistic approach to all of this to sort of try and tackle it.
That was Barbara Collins reporting. I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Pete Sherlow from the School of Law at Queen's University. Morning to you.
Good morning.
I don't know what you made of what some of those people on the ground had to say about the notion of sharing space and about this report. But is there a danger when a report like this is published, first of all, that it's very much a top-down solution? And in fact, what you need is these issues to be addressed, you know, from the grassroots up.
Well, I suppose in many ways a report like this is like voting for Christmas. Nobody's going to say they don't want to share society or nobody's going to say
there was one man there who said he was quite happy where he was. Well, he didn't really
want
to
get the